Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho, and he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling to you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. I'm going to play I know this is going to drive Chuck nuts, but... there's an easier way to do this.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Just let it sit for a second.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
That saved you all from me singing that. Anybody know who sang that song originally?
Johnny Nash.
Johnny Nash. Any year? Dennis got the year on that one? 1972-ish, maybe? Yeah, Johnny Nash, with other ones covering that song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. On our story this morning, we have a figure who, like the song by Mr. Johnny Nash, couldn't see clearly, and, well, not physically he couldn't see clearly, but could see clearly in other ways. Even before he was healed of blindness, he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus as the person, as the figure that he really believed that could give him what he wanted, could give him what he needed. He saw better than a lot of people at that time, and maybe a lot better than a lot of us now. He had so much faith, so much hope, that he hoped and faithed those dark clouds and obstacles away. And what I found interesting in the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus is constantly, he's on the move. One of the words that is used over and over again, as we talked about in Mark, is the word immediately. Every single moment, there's something. Immediately Jesus does this, immediately Jesus does that. And I realize that the reason for that is that Mark puts those in there so that it kind of causes us to slow down. They're kind of like speed bumps for when we're reading, so that we'll kind of focus in. It's like, isn't it Bates Rock Road? Aren't there speed bumps like in the middle of the road? Yeah. You guys going in and out of the village are just going too fast, you know? They put those speed bumps in there. But speed bumps make you slow down. And the same thing with Mark uses this language because he wants us to slow down and really listen to this story this morning. It's so that we can, you know, hear it, we can be still and hear God. And so this morning we're going to slow down in order to be like Bart, who we're going to call Bartimaeus this morning. His name is kind of confusing because Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus, and the scripture says this was Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And if anybody likes the Bob Newhart show, it's like my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl. This name Timaeus could mean different things. It might mean highly prized, but it also might mean unclean, which you think those would be different things. And so commentaries say that maybe he came from a well-to-do kind of family. Maybe that his family had high hopes for him. There's a great story about a woman who was a doctor, and she had a daughter, and you know she was pretty young, and she had her stethoscope on the table, and the daughter takes it up, and she's like, maybe she's going to become a doctor. She had these great high hopes, and the daughter lifts up the little part and says, Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order? So maybe Bartimaeus, maybe his dad had high hopes, maybe like that person. But Bart does something, and it's amazing in this story, because what he does is he sees so clearly that he's able to make a prayer, maybe to make a petition to make Jesus stop, which, you know, as we talked about in the Gospels, Jesus is a man on the move. And so we see in the scripture that Jesus was passing by, and there comes a time in every life, in Bartimaeus's life, in our life, where Jesus enters the parameters of our lives. And how we respond to that is what makes all the difference. What was going on with Jesus that day in his mind? It was maybe hot, and the road to Jericho was heading to Jerusalem, which means Jesus is kind of heading towards the cross and towards Easter. Constantly aware of the crowd's noise. It was noisy all the time. And you think about, if you've seen any of those movies where things are just kind of always happening, and the, you know, and but blind Bart, on the other hand, blind Bartimaeus was, if he felt the wind, he was, you know, he was blind, and so he could hear these other things. He smelled the wagons as they go by, and the dates and olives, and the smell of the oxen. But importantly, he heard the stories of what Jesus had done, and he heard that he was in Jericho. He heard that this person who could do amazing things was nearby. And the road to Jericho was kind of the water cooler of the time. If you wanted to go find out what was going on, you'd go down by the road into Jericho to hear what the news was, to get the happenings. And he saw Jesus so clearly that he got Jesus, like I said, to stop in his busy ministry and stand still for a moment. And so we're going to slow down and see what was so special about this interaction, this call, this cry, this prayer that stopped God, to see if we can see a little more clearly. The first thing we have to realize, and we've talked about before, is that the odds were against Bartimaeus. This man had three strikes against him. First, his name, like we said, Bartimaeus could mean son of unclean or son of defiled. And as we know from the scriptures, you know, unclean was not what you wanted to be in the Hebrew scriptures. You were, you know, you weren't able to be touched. There were places. And so you know, it'd be like on your mailbox, it would say like Mr. and Mrs. Loser. Like, you don't want to be that, you know, or Mr. and Mrs. Unclean. You know, you don't get invited to Halloween parties, you know. His father, you know, so he had this kind of first strike against him just in his name. And then he was also a beggar. He was so poor that he had to beg from meal to meal. His clothing was little more than rags. He was exposed to the weather, the heat, the cold, the rain, the clamminess. He probably didn't have the opportunity to bathe very often. He was pitiful, you know, as you were walking by. He was a blind beggar, and he knew that he was blind. You know, he knew there was no remedy for his situation except for God to do something powerful. And so here he is. He's a person with a horrible name, with a bad reputation, who's a beggar, and he's blind. And so these are the things that were against him. And so he had no choice but to be extremely desperate. He knew that only Jesus could save him. So when he heard that Jesus was coming, he cried out, but he didn't cry out from the deepest part of himself. The first cry was kind of it was a good effort, but it wasn't enough. It was kind of more of like a surface kind of prayer. It's like when a 9-year-old was asked if his two older brothers had started to talk yet. I mean, his 2-year-old brother, he said, "Why should he talk? He gets everything he wants by hollering." And it's that kind of thing. And the crowd was, you know, against this person, blind Bartimaeus. And his first cry, he cries out, and the crowd says, "Be quiet." The Living Bible says, you know, "Shut up." They tell him, and it's that kind of harsh language. They're saying he's too busy to help you. He doesn't want to bother with the lost cause. The interesting thing is, you know, what did the crowd care? What difference did it make to the crowd? But yet they still felt that they should intervene for Jesus. Was a loud beggar going to change the perception of the city for these people? And when you start really seeking God, and we really start radically moving and trying to see more clearly who God is, people will say those kind of things like, "You're wasting your time," or "You're throwing your life away," or those kind of things. But people were telling him to be quiet. But those ones who were actually the ones who were blind to what Jesus could do. And they should have been, what? They should have been screaming too, right? If Jesus is walking by, it's like, this is your moment. But they were not able to see clearly. And that's a good reminder too, because Bartimaeus didn't hold back. He didn't say, "Well, I tried," and then gave up, right? Because that would be an end to the scripture, and it would be a very boring scripture. But he didn't. He didn't compromise. He continued to push through. Because he cried from his head, Jesus was going to keep walking. So this is the moment where Bartimaeus gets desperate. And this is where he cried from his heart. I one time asked a lifeguard, how can you tell if someone is really in need of help when there's thousands of people who are on the beach and they're making a tremendous amount of noise, playing? How can you tell bad, you know, help noise from people just enjoying the water? And he said, no matter how noisy or confusing it gets, you can tell the cry of somebody who really needs help. And that's exactly like with God. In the midst of this confusion in life, he never fails to hear the cry of the one who's desperate, who's calling out from deep within, the way Bartimaeus' voice was. This was different, you know, this was different than the first time because that call was so deep, so clear, Jesus stopped. He stood still. And it's so amazing that God does that. We sometimes wonder, you know, if we can, you know, influence God, but here's an instance where this cry was able to influence God, made God stop in God's tracks. If we want to touch God, be close to God, this is a person that we need to look at, because he was willing to do a few things. He was willing to face ridicule to be close to God. He was desperate. He had no other way out, and God was his only answer. And the more they told him to be quiet, the more they told him to shut his mouth, the more focused, the more, you know, God aware he became, and he was not going to give up. And that getting to God was the thing that became his all-consuming. He was going to not take no for an answer. And then he was ushered into God's presence. Amazing how the people before who were telling him to shut his mouth were like, hey, he's calling for you. It's like, you know, it's almost like Willy Wonka and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. He's like, got the golden ticket. And the people that were like, run home, Charlie, run home. If you don't know what that is, you should watch that movie. But the amazing thing is that Bartimaeus saw Jesus so clearly, because what he does is this amazing thing, and it's almost like we almost gloss right over it. He leaves his cloak behind. Bartimaeus throws his cloak aside, which means he so believes in what God's about to do that he doesn't need to hold on to his old life. He's like, I won't even need my beggar cloak anymore, because whatever God's going to do, whatever Jesus is going to do, is going to change my life forever. It was probably the only thing that he had that was his, was this cloak. And a lot of times they'd sit with their cloak on the ground and people would throw money onto like onto their lap, where they would hold the money in their cloak. It was an act of faith, and it was an act of sight before he's even healed from blindness. He probably would have had had his cloak in that position. But that was, he was like, I can't, you know, like it won't fail. There's no way that this won't work. And that's part of the greatest thing about God. And he says, you know, Jesus says, what do you want me to do? You know, this amazing question. You know, can you imagine? He's running up and he's like, well, I've never gotten this far before. He probably never even thought about, what am I supposed to say to you? But he said, you know what? All I want to do is see. And Jesus says, you got it. That's because he knew exactly. He had been sitting with it for so long. He's like, this is my clear, clear prayer. He's like, all I want to do is be able to see. All the other stuff, it's like a genie where you'd be like, can I have $1 million? You know, Jesus says, what do you want? But he says, all I want to do is be able to see. And he was able to. And what happened afterwards? Jesus says, go, your faith has healed you. And that word immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus along the road. Immediately, Bartimaeus followed Jesus. He didn't go his own way, in the immortal words of which band? You can go your own way. I'm doing a lot of music today, but come on. Thank you, Fleetwood Mac. The last album to be on 8-track. That's for a trivia question for you. He didn't say, go your own way. He said, I'm going with you. He follows Jesus along the road, leaving Jericho, his hometown, because Jesus wasn't going back into Jericho. He was heading to Jerusalem. So he hitched his wagon to the Jesus train. Now, for us this morning, the question is, can we see clearly? What are the obstacles that are in our way? Because like the song, from that moment on, for Bartimaeus, even if it was hard or difficult or anything like that, it was a bright, bright, sunshiny day. And maybe we're all a bit like Bart. Maybe we're blind spiritually, beggars without Jesus. Do we hear the footstep of the one who can change our lives? He's passing by. He's going by this morning. Jesus has the answer to anything that's our problem. He's the only answer. His love and acceptance, forgiveness, ability to heal and make us even more whole is right there. All we have to do is be willing to cry out, not from our heads, but we call out from our hearts. We have to ignore the voices that are saying, stop trying, stop shouting, give up, and know and trust and believe that he'll be able to remove all the dark clouds, all the obstacles. and know and trust and believe that from that moment on, even though it's not easy, it's not perfect, it's not going to be paradise on earth, but it's going to be bright and sunshiny because the sun, sunshiny, God, the Son of God, the light of the world, it's going to shine into our lives. And like Bart, all we have to do is just follow on the way. Amen.